based statistics that takes sensitivity, specificity, positive and negative predictive values. And it's a very intuitive way of doing it, but at the end of the day, it's a fundamentally different and more relevant way of assessing models so that when we say this is how the model is going to perform, that much more closely mirrors what the clinicians will actually experience so we can make better decisions about it. So a key limitation is that the models overpromise and underdeliver. And one of the ways we addressed it was, fine, we will create a new mechanism for doing those statistics, and we think it's a much better way of doing things.